Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm alright, you're alright?
I'm great, thanks.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's been a few days since we last recorded a podcast, hasn't it?
Yeah, just a couple.
Well, here we are now. Welcome back to the 3 Minute 16 podcast with me, Zekid, and that's Graham. We have had so many messages from people asking when we were going to get back on the 316 train, Graham.
Yeah.
Like, three messages. We have had threes of messages with people urging us to come back.
That is incredible.
The last time I heard your voice was when you were performing live on BBC Radio.
Oh, yeah.
The reason I know that you were performing live on BBC Radio is because I was listening live and I tried to call you
while you were
doing your interview with the DJ.
And the phone did go.
And did it go off in your pocket?
Yeah, and I was already kind of pranging out a bit because, like, we're having some tech issues, and then you go and call me, and then all I hear is bup, 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 bup. Like, he gave me the biggest evils, and I don't blame him.
What, the DJ?
Yeah, he just ruined the airwave. Well done.
Well, it came across on the equipment.
I had my amps on. Yes, it came across over the equipment.
Oh, because I thought you were being a professional. I thought you had your phone off.
Well, if I hadn't been panicking so much, I might have turned it off, and if I hadn't been expecting my brother to call, I nearly said something stronger there, and I'm not going to get irate this time. My brother calling me, then I probably would have done.
I just wanted to see if I could make a man's phone go off live on air while I was listening.
Yeah, and you did. Well done.
Excellent. Speaking of phones, should we move on to today's topic? Because it involves me using my mobile.
What?
I know, right? So, I'm just going to explain the little setup before we hit that buzzer. Today, Graham, we're going to be speaking to a random Swedish person.
Oh, is this Dial a Swede?
Did you see this?
I did, yeah.
Well, I've got the number right here. Regular listener, KB, sent over this thing. And for those of you not in the know, there's a phone number that you can call and you get connected to a random person in Sweden. Now, this was set up by the Swedish Tourist Association. So we'll give... Oh, God, I did not think about the audio setup this arrangement. So when you're suggesting a topic down in the comments below for the podcast, make sure it is really challenging from a technical level. One second, let me just Okay, the audio may be a little bit on the scratchy side for you guys listening, particularly with Graham coming in over the speakers. But let's do that. I've not tried this yet. I have not tried this at all. So let's go for it. How much is this going to cost me?
I don't know, but are they even awake at this time of the day?
Oh, I don't know what the time is over there. This could all go horribly, horribly wrong. Right, I'll pop the number down below if you guys want to try it out. But here we go.
Calling Sweden. You will soon be connected to a random Swede somewhere in Sweden. This call may be recorded.
Damn right it might be. Oh, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, hello from the UK. How's everything going over there?
It's going very fine.
Very good.
It's been dark and a little rainy here in Sweden.
Okay, what's your name, by the way?
Fiona.
Cool, I'm Zeke. This is my brother Graham. Graham, say hello.
Hi, Tomat. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Very good. We're very excited to talk to you today. You're kind of on the radio.
Oh, cool.
What's the most fun conversation have you had so far? I'm guessing not this one.
the first person I talked to was an American who lived in New York.
What did they want to know?
He was interested in Sweden and we'll go traveling to Sweden.
Can you give us one really interesting fact about Sweden that we might not know?
Sweden have both landscapes, flowers,
Bubbly landscape flowers.
Flowers, yes. Now, it's birds, landscapes, fish.
Till now, I'm feeling your patriotism, but just to let you know, I also have flowers, birds and fish in England. What else can you give me, man? Sell me a holiday to Sweden. Building Europe's highest mountain.
They are building with trees.
Right, okay.
American company who has built it.
Okay.
Awesome. Tilmap, we're going to let you go enjoy your evening, but thank you very much for talking to us. That was enlightening.
Thank you.
You have a good night or morning.
He's got... Or morning. I think they're only like an hour ahead of us, Graham.
Oh, are they? Oh, okay, fair enough.
So I think we he wasn't the best person to speak to for a 3-minute, 16-minute episode of this podcast.
Can I just clarify? Because I couldn't hear what he was saying properly.
Me neither.
They're building Europe's highest mountain with bubbly mountain flowers and landscape fish.
I think that about summed it up, yeah. Maybe we can get some more information about the fish. The landscape fish and bubbly mountains.
Built by the priests.
Yes, I heard that as well. Yeah. And he had an iman as well?
Landscape fish.
Landscape fish.
Built by priests in an iman.
Yeah.
Glad to see the communities are all working together over there.
Absolutely.